You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today we have more names to add to the group of possible leaders in President-elect Barack Obama's administration. Tom Daschle, Janet Napolitano to add to Eric Holder and Senator Hillary Clinton. Names are just flying on Capitol Hill, and we go now to Peter Baker, who's a reporter for the New York Times with the latest. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you? How are you today?
Very well. And yourself, I understand that you're taking a look at whether or not the future Obama administration is come to some kind of deal with former President Clinton that would possibly make way for Senator Hillary Clinton to become Secretary of State.
Sure. Well, what the Clinton people are putting out these days is that Bill Clinton has agreed to every condition that the Obama transition team has requested of him in terms of avoiding future potential conflicts of interest should his wife be named Secretary of State. Now, remember, of course, former President Clinton in the 8 years since he left the White House has had a very energetic career as both business and philanthropic globetrotter. He has foundation fights AIDS and malaria and other things around the world. At the same time, he travels the world and earns very lucrative fees for speaking from foreign businesses and entities. So what the Obama team has talked about is avoiding things like that in the future that would cause a potential conflicts. And Bill Clinton said, sure, whatever it takes.
Is it clear that she's been offered the job, that Barack Obama intends to offer the job? It seems there's been just endless leaks, I suppose, coming from both sides. But what is actually known about what the two have discussed and what the possibility is?
Well, I mean, so far as we know, the job has not been formally offered or formally accepted. But at the same time, I think it's fair to say, and a lot of people in Washington, Democratic circles would tell you that it's hard to imagine that Barack Obama, the president-elect, would have opened the door to this had he already not in his own mind decided this is something he wanted to do. Because otherwise it's going to be a huge blow-up if it doesn't happen. This is, of course, his big primary rival. There was it's been such a soap opera relationship this year. He didn't have to offer anything in the cabinet. Nobody expected him to consider her for the cabinet. So by simply opening the door to this, to not have at least conceptually in his mind decided this is something he could live with and would want to happen, that's hard to imagine. So everybody thinks that this is something that is on the verge of potentially happening, though nobody is betting on it for sure.
Although, Peter, I got to say, and you're a reporter here, I don't want to put you on the spot particularly, but it just seems to me with Bill Clinton in the equation and Secretary of State position involved with, U.S. relations all over the world and the energetic career that you describe of the former president, Bill Clinton, that to really to go forward with this appointment is inviting a kind of target, drawing a target around your administration. And basically, Bill Clinton is going to be investigated and scrutinized for everything he does by opponents of Barack Obama throughout the first term.
Well,
why would you want that?
It's a good question. I mean, clearly, President-elect Obama understands that when you invite the Clintons in to your tent, you accept a certain amount of drama and controversy that comes with that. At the same time, I think that he has decided that you also get some assets. Hillary Clinton is a prominent, celebrity star figure in the Democratic Party and around the world. She's somebody who has entree to a lot of places around foreign capitals, and that Bill Clinton by himself has a pretty darn good reputation around the world, too. We think of his controversies here at home, and there have been many, many investigations over the past number of years. But at the same time, he is well-regarded in foreign capitals and may, help in one of the most important tasks of the Obama administration, which is to repair relations with the rest of the world.
Let's move on to some of the other names that popped up yesterday. Former Senator Tom Daschle.
Sure. Yeah, the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Tom Daschle was actually a very early and important supporter of Barack Obama's. When Barack Obama came to Washington as a new freshman senator just 4 years ago, Tom Daschle was on the out, having lost his reelection. And he really sort of took Mr. Obama under his wing. He gave Obama a lot of his key staff people, and he encouraged him to make this run for the presidency when a lot of people were saying, wait, it's too early, you need to wait your turn. So this is an important person to Obama, and it's an important position for a president who is promising to make healthcare expansion a key part of his administration. Tom Daschle presumably will be a point person in that fight.
Okay, Peter Baker, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Peter Baker is a reporter for the New York Times. He was coming to us from Washington talking about appointments and possible appointments by President-elect Barack Obama.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.